Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live broadcast, is it?
It's actually the Sunday show, the day early.
Yeah, it's so you know how the government has daylight savings time? This is Free Talk Live savings time. We've just moved some people around in the chairs and changed the days on you just to make sure you're paying attention.
It's like was Stephen Wright used to do that bit? He would do a joke and it's like deadpan delivery.
I bought some instant water, and I can't figure out what to add.
Right, and then he did one where he did the joke, and then like a few jokes later, did the same joke.
Yeah,
and when the audience went, huh? He would just check to see if you're paying attention.
Nice. I can't remember the comedian. It was a one-time thing. A comedian I only saw once. He did this seriously awesome bit on time travel. And so he came out on stage, he ran out on stage, and he kind of did this, and the bit was funny in and of itself, and then the bit itself would loop, right?
Okay.
So he would do this whole bit and get to a point, and then I invented time travel, and he would run off stage, and then run back on stage and restart the bit.
Was it only one comedian?
It was only one comedian.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole time, and he would run off stage and restart the bit several times, but
okay,
each time it would be slightly different than the time before it. And I just thought it was great because I'm a fan of science fiction. I love time travel stories. And so I immediately understood what he was doing, and I got the humor that he intended it to get to.
The reason I ask is because Sloven and Allen did that bit, but they're a comedy duo.
Oh, I see.
So, like, you know, same thing. They'd come running out. But by the seventh time, he's, like, out of breath, and he's got to, like, drink the soda again. You know, so he's, like, seven sodas in, whatever he's doing, and putting his mouth. It's ridiculous. But, yes, I'm also a big fan.
The telephone number here at Free Talk Live, if you would like to join us, because, well, that's what we do. We're a live call-in radio talk show, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me tonight,
Richie Rich.
And, happy to have you here on a Saturday, man.
No problem.
For those of you who have been paying attention on Saturdays, we've been doing an after show, if you will, an uncensored show. It's its own show, but it's done here at the Free Talk Live Studios called Beard Talk Live. And it's an uncensored, internet-only stream. So if you want to join us at 10:30 Eastern, I will be here with nobody, and Richie Rich is going to join us because he has the required beard to be a guest beard on Beard Talk Live. So
when you invited me on to Beard Talk Live, it crossed my mind as a gag to shave before coming in tonight.
Oh, wow.
But I was like, the payoff is so minimal,
yeah,
right, for how much of time I've already got invested in this beer. I'm like, no, I'll just...
Yeah, you would have had to scramble into, like, I don't know, make one out of, you know, like, paper and duct tape or something.
Right. But to see the look on your face when I walked to the door clean shaven, you know, that's what was going through my mind.
We have...
Like, what would he do?
We have toyed around with the idea of having a guest beard on my hand.
I sent you the link for ultimate guest beard.
That's right. I haven't done anything with the link, of course, because that's me. That's what I do. You send me stuff, and I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'll totally do that. And then I never do it. So,
like the iced coffee cubes.
Oh,
the coffee ice cubes.
Those are delicious, by the way. And I, like, as soon as I saw them, I was like, ooh, like some Bailey's and whiskey poured over that, you know, for like a fresh take on Irish coffee.
It seemed like it took you like a day to realize exactly what I was doing there. Because you sent the gifs like, oh, yay. And then the next day you were like, Wait a minute. What do you got going on there, Sonny?
Well, you know, sometimes ideas don't pop into the mind right away.
Right.
You know, you got to stew on a thing for a while, if you will, and then the idea comes in and you're like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Now I get it. Yeah. I've seen the light.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I'm happy the ice maker is working out for you.
Yes.
Glad somebody's getting use out of it.
Bailey's for you, blended drinks, blended coffee. Like, oh, my God. So good.
Coffee. Yeah.
Dessert coffee, if you will.
What's, you brought something in. What was it? I can't remember because we're having some technicalities here at Free Talk.
The torture chamber?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the one you wanted to lead with?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Torture chamber.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Torture chamber.
So what exactly happened here with this? There's a song out there for those of you listening who don't know what the heck we're talking about. There's a song out there called
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, and it's for toddlers, pre-toddlers. It's
I said pre-toddlers, but it's probably for, you know,
it's geared
preschool
at,
age.
It's geared at people, very young children,
right?
And we did preview it. I can't play it for you here because you know we're having some technicalities. But
so here's the headline. Which is, I try to bring stuff that's funny, and this is kind of funny, but also tragic. Oklahoma inmate forced to listen to Baby Shark on loop. Found dead.
Didn't they try that at, like, Waco? Didn't they roll in, like, giant PA speakers and try and play, like, I don't know, nothing but...
pop at the... I don't even
something.
Know.
Something. I don't know what they thought was, you know... poor music at only the mid-range frequencies, so like
okay.
It didn't have any clarity, and it had no bass, so it was horrible to listen to.
but they were doing that from outside of a compound.
Right.
Like, this dude is, like, in his cell, as an inmate, in an Oklahoma prison, right? So there's no, like, you can't go into the other room and shut the door or put, like, you know, the pillow over your head to kind of drown it out as they play it from half a mile away surrounding
right.
your compound. This is just...
I feel this guy's pain only in the respect that I'm haunted by Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
And I tell folks, they're shocked. They're like, you don't like Led Zeppelin? I'm like, I kind of hate Led Zeppelin. Kind of low-key. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I'm haunted by them. Wherever I go...
Group.
Wherever I go, Led Zeppelin shows up somehow in some way. Not all of the time, but enough for me to go, this is just weird.
Okay.
Like the musical gods want me to be a big fan of Led Zeppelin, and I just don't want to be a fan. Like, the other day, I walk into Rite Aid, and it's like a crappy Muzak version of Led Zeppelin playing over the... And I'm like, no! And then I was going to get some lunch at a local eatery, and I walk in, and it's Led Zeppelin playing, and I'm like, no!
I think you just have to give in. I think we've talked about this before, maybe not on the air.
You think I should go and, like, get their entire catalog, listen
no.
to it, and then, like, I will be relieved of the curse of the Led Zeppelin?
Maybe not. I mean, if you listen to something over and over and over again, eventually you get sick and tired of it, but I think that's the problem.
The problem is that I've heard Led Zeppelin way too often, like, more so than
right.
than any other band.
But in, like, 2006, 2007, I don't remember when the survey was taken amongst the British audience out there. But Led Zeppelin was voted as a supergroup. And not that the band Led Zeppelin was voted as a supergroup, but they said, like, if we're going to put together a supergroup, who would you want to be your lead singer? Who would you want to be your guitarist? Who would you want to be your bassist?
Yeah.
Who would you want to be your drummer? And the member of Led Zeppelin won every category on that survey.
Every category.
Every category. Like, they said, like, who, if you were putting together a supergroup... The answer is Led Zeppelin.
Like, I don't know. Like, that dude's voice grates on me, too.
Okay.
You know, like...
You should appreciate the Muzak version, man.
Well, except it's Muzak, not music.
Okay.
Right? And there's a difference, right? All they do is they take some weird method of digitizing it and remove all of the soul that the music ever had and then play that for you.
Welcome to new music with all the copyright infringements and lawsuits and
I know.
No more sampling and all that.
I also hate modern pop.
Yeah.
Every now and again, something will come across my radar and I'll be like, oh, that's an interesting song. But, like, the last Weird Al album that he put out, I guess it was 2-3 years ago now.
Okay.
It's, he said it's his last album. He's only going to do singles. But the last one he put out, I downloaded it, and I listened to it, and I was like, why is Weird Al doing crappy pop music? Because I had no point of reference. I knew none of the source material that he was making fun of. And so, yeah, it lost its impact for me.
I think I have all his albums on CD up to Running With Scissors.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this baby shark torture coming up here.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Saturday?
How did we ever leave? Have we just been here for a whole week?
Man, I hope not.
Well, I guess a day short of a week because you and I were here last year on Sunday.
Yeah.
So.
But I left. Like, I know I left. I had things to do.
I just had a thought. On Halloween, would the show then be called Re-Talk Live?
If it's a Sunday and you get to name the show, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, something, one of those horror sounds from, you know, classic horror movies.
Like Halloween?
Like Halloween, for example. Or even Halloween 2.
Yeah. Can we skip Halloween 3?
Yeah, but okay. Halloween 4?
Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, like all the classics.
Yeah.
We are a live call-in radio talk show. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
And let's just go ahead and go to the phones. We have Mr. Ridley calling from somewhere in New Hampshire. Mr. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
So have you guys reported much on the alleged death threat against Carla Garrick?
See, when I screened your call and you mentioned Carla Garrick death threats, I was like, does that mean she threatened to kill somebody, or does that mean somebody threatened to kill her? I kind of already knew that it meant that somebody had threatened to kill her.
I could see it both ways, though.
But I just, you know, it brought up the question nonetheless.
Your Honor. And then?
I have no knowledge of the situation other than I saw, like, one post mention it on a social media platform maybe weeks ago.
I'm with Captain on that. I just saw it on Facebook, and that was it.
So what do you know, Dave?
Yeah, death threats, as he's claiming, have been made against her. I have not seen exact quotes on the actual death threats themselves, but she did post something about a week ago, I think. Someone had sent her something, and either mailed it to her or put it on her door or something like that. You know, the handwriting is a little bit serial killer, but that's we all kind of have serial killer handwriting now that we use our phones for everything. But,
well, yeah, that's true.
And it says,
was
quote,
it clipped out of a magazine?
No, not like that.
Okay.
I can't quote it exactly without breaking federal law.
I see.
But it says, other than that, this is an exact quote. It says, C-bomb, get the F-bomb out of my state. And, but again, this is, she said this is like a mild, very mild one compared to some of the other ones that she's got. I should say who she is, by the way. She's a free stater who has run for state senate a couple times, and she ran for state. She's running for state rep right now.
Former president of the Free State Project, right? If I recall.
Yes, and she is pro independence.
Very much so. Yes, indeed.
So these kinds of things are part of what has led to that. But I would like to see, like I said, the originals, and sooner or later I'll find them or bump into them or whatnot. This is what I know right now.
What's the concern? Is she taking the threat seriously? Right? Is she amping up defenses just in case?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure she's defended, I don't know of any like legal action or anything like that she's taken.
Okay. The thing is, when you achieve a certain level of success when it has to do with the public, right, whether you're, you know, a musician, whether you are a politician.
Sure.
Whether you are, you know, somebody who just engages in public speaking, you know, some sort of presenter. When you achieve a certain level of success, the way you know that you've achieved that is by obtaining haters, generally speaking. At least that's what they say. And by they, I mean like other people I know that, you know, have achieved far more notoriety and fame than I ever have.
I mean, aside from being an advocate for the Free State Project and moving people to New Hampshire, what sort of political success is being claimed? The NH exit, for as much as we get excited about it, not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, probably not. I mean, something would have to change radically, but things are changing radically.
Okay.
Things are changing radically, right? So, I mean, the point that she was making is that, I mean, if you think about it, these are your actual death threats, but the media has done two articles that made a big deal out of statements that Free Staters have made, Free Staters in the legislature. Like one of them, I guess they must have had to use the Wayback Machine to find this, because they found something like 11 years ago from a deleted forum or something like that, that Jason Osborne had said, where he was denouncing racism, but he used some of the words that racists use,
right,
in part,
okay,
of his. I don't know what the quote was, because the media wouldn't tell us what he said. Right, they just denounced what he said without telling us what he said. Right, and there was another Free Stater that was denouncing racism in a different way, and they quoted him and made it sound like he was a racist.
Well, just wait till these same people find the archives of Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com, where there's a plethora of statements made that they can rummage through by Free Staters, anarchists, voluntarists, libertarians,
yeah,
etc., and so on.
You say enough things, it's going to be taken out of context by somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not allowed to denounce racism, but our enemies are allowed to threaten to kill us, right? So how much speech do they get, and how much speech do we get, right?
Well, I'd like to point out, too,
take control of the press, man. Like, that's, you know, if we're going to talk about libertarians and voluntary action,
yeah,
right, the way to overcome that is to build the press in parallel, right, our own press,
right,
to compete with their press, and then to be better at it than they are.
I agree with that methodology. To me, it is pointless to fight the existing reality. That's the Buckminster quote,
yeah,
that I'm thinking of. You can't fight the existing reality. Instead, you must build a superior method to compete with,
right,
it in order to make the world a better place. I'm paraphrasing. That's not the exact quote, but
it's the sentiment.
It's the sentiment, right? Yeah, build something better rather than fight the existing thing.
Yeah.
And of course, they're trying to stop us from doing that too, with deplatforming.
Well, and I'd like to point out the person who made the statement that Dave, you sort of semi-quoted, said, "Get out of my state," as if like they own the state themselves, one single individual.
Yeah, like what is it, 70% of New Hampshireites were born somewhere else, or is it 60% somewhere like it?
Yeah, it's
70, I'm not sure.
It's high. It's not like, you know, the entire population was born and raised here by any stretch.
When dealing with absent locals, I always remind them of the state motto, right? When they're like, "We need more government," I go, "Really? Because I moved here. Your state motto says 'Live free or die.' If you're not abiding your own state motto, maybe you get out."
Hey, Ridley, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight here on Free Talk Live. It is the not Sunday edition. It's the Saturday night edition. I have to remember what day I'm on because you're here.
Go figure.
And so am I. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is crossing the pond ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. People waiting in line to file past the casket were greeted by King Charles and Prince William, who made an unannounced visit. As expected, the Justice Department has filed their appeal against an order barring it from using documents seized at former President Trump's Florida estate. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish school in New York, abruptly suspended all student club activities after the Supreme Court lifted a hold on an order forcing the school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning as Fiona heads towards the island. Meanwhile, western Alaska is dealing with remnants of a typhoon expected to bring high winds and flooding to the region. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Why is it and we're back?
That's the gimmick, man.
Where does the and, like, how does... Because usually something precedes the and, right?
The commercial break.
Oh, I see. All right. That makes sense. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me,
Richie Rich.
And normally, Richie Rich and I are in here on Sundays, along with Nikki Sunshine. But we had to do a little musical chairing, and so Richie Rich is here on a Saturday.
Yep.
Welcome.
Excited for the Saturday show. Yeah. I think I've done maybe one or two, my entire career here.
I've done every day of the week at some point.
Okay. You also live a lot closer.
That's true.
You're like a phone call away, like, hey, can you get down here?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah, I'm about roughly a half hour away or whatever.
Okay.
You know, thereabouts. Whereas you're more like an hour-ish.
Hour and 15 minutes, yeah, almost. Right, about, so, drive. Yeah.
So, yeah. And generally, you know, you come on the weekends because, well, you got to travel and all that kind of
thing. And that's when I'm free.
We did have you on, what was it, Thursdays for a period of time? Right after the Crypto 6
Right after the raid.
Yeah.
I was doing Thursday nights. But, again, that's because Sundays and Thursdays are usually the only nights where I have nothing to do after work or during the day.
Right, right.
Like, every other day of the week, I've got something else going on. So even to be here tonight,
right
I had to shuffle around
the
podcast that I usually do.
We juggled some things, or you juggled some things in order to make yourself available because we needed somebody in the chair and to
right.
move things around. So, well, we appreciate you being here. 603-283-6160. If you want to talk to Richie Rich, ask him anything. Ask me anything. We're here. We've been talking about...
I only provide wrong answers.
Oh, I provide answers. Okay. Some of them are right. Some of them are wrong, depending on who you are. Right? I'll never claim that my answers are right, but generally I do have an answer. You know, sometimes my answer is, I don't know. But
I think
still an answer.
I think I just started answering that when you get these spam text messages or whatever. Are you not?
I rarely get these.
Okay.
When I do, I delete them immediately.
Oh, okay.
Some of these have links that if you click on, they're going to, you know, steal your data or...
I don't click on the links.
I don't know, like terrorize your mom or something. I don't know what the links are going to do.
Okay.
They're bad. I got an alert from a banking type of an institution that, hey, there's a scam going on. Remember, we won't text you and don't click on any links if they claim to be from our organization. And,
right.
And I'm like, okay, I don't do all that already anyway.
Yeah. So, I don't click on the links, but I will engage for a brief period of time. So it's like, hey, can I ask you a question? Like, I only provide wrong answers.
Clever.
Or, hey, is this Sarah? Yeah, great party last night. Man, you and that goat. Whew, who would have guessed?
Nice. That makes for some classic screen grabs.
I don't screenshot a bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Because
they fall off, like, real quickly after that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, tell us more about this story. That's, apparently there's this song.
Baby Shark.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's right. Different than dee-dee-dee.
Right.
Which is it Carlos Mencia?
Yes.
Yeah.
If Baby Shark had come out first, he would have definitely stolen that bit, too.
I wonder if he's going to sue Baby Shark.
No.
The creators of Baby Shark.
No.
No? You don't think they stole it from him?
Even if they did, he is the most, well, maybe second most well-known joke thief in the comedy world.
Yeah, that's true.
The hypocrisy on that man, if he were to sue anybody for stealing anything of his. I want to do like just a one-man show, and all I say is dee-dee-dee and see what he does, because he can't do anything.
Dee-dee-dee. Anyway, about the baby shark.
An inmate who had accused his jailers of torture by alleging they forced him to listen to the repetitive Baby Shark song playing on a loop has been found... dead.
Did he kill himself?
I don't know. Maybe. If you listen, that's it's a minute and 37-second song, Kevin. How long of that could you take before you went, forget it, I'm out.
Yeah.
John Basco, I kind of pre-read the story a little bit, so it's okay. a little darker than that.
I don't want to get ahead of the story.
Okay. John Basco was found unresponsive in his cell in the early hours of Sunday at the Oklahoma County Detention Center, according to a press release. Officers tried to save the 48-year-old's life and worked on him until emergency responders arrived and continued efforts to resuscitate him, jail officials said in a statement. But he was pronounced dead shortly after 4:05 a.m. Basco, who had been booked into the jail on Thursday over a drug trafficking complaint, made headlines around the world in 2021 after he and three other inmates sued the Oklahoma County Commissioners, Sheriff Tommy Jones III, the jail trust, and two former jailers following a previous stint at the facility back in 2019.
Oh, so the torture was vengeance.
You could make that conclusion or that assumption, and I would probably do the same.
Yeah.
So they had him in 2019, he sued,
right.
And then they got him again. They accused former detention officers Gregory Cornell Butler and Christian Charles Miles of forcing them to listen to Baby Shark blaring out on repeat occasionally for hours while they stood handcuffed to the wall of a visitation room. Former Lieutenant Christopher Raymond Hendershot was also accused of knowing about the practice and doing nothing to stop it at the jail in Oklahoma City. A 2020 investigation reportedly confirmed the inmates had been disciplined in this way, and the two detention officers were fired and charged with misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a prisoner and conspiracy. Hendershot had already retired. Lawyers representing the detainees have described the incident as torture events, and the case is ongoing. It is not yet clear how Basco died, and the state's office and the chief medical examiner will investigate to determine the cause of death. Mark Oppergrand, director of communications of the jail, told the Oklahoma newspaper, one of the possibilities being investigated is that it was a drug overdose.
Something's rotten in Denmark on this one.
That's why I said it gets dark. However, Basco's attorney Cameron Spaulding said he found news of the death disturbing and called for a thorough investigation. There's a criminal case and a federal civil rights case pending against three former detention officers, including a longtime lieutenant, Spaulding told Newsweek. One of the baby shark torture victims is conveniently dead within 3 days of his arrival. District Attorney David Prater lost his most important witness for the upcoming criminal trial. The DA needs to immediately send in his own investigators to find out why this victim slash witness...
Wait a minute. You said victims in plural of this baby shark torture?
Yeah, because they were sued by him and several other inmates.
So these officers have been doing this torture to multiple arrestees?
Yeah. I'll try to find it here.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure I understood that it wasn't, they weren't just torturing this one guy. This is something that they've, a practice that they've been repeating.
Yeah.
On many people.
Yeah.
I just want our listeners to understand that these are the kinds of psychopaths who put people behind bars. When you've done nothing wrong, but you're accused of something, and they come for you, and they arrest you, and they put you in these jails, the people who are running these, they're not servants, they're not protectors, right? They're not there to help you in any way, shape, or form. In fact, quite the opposite. And what they will engage in, apparently, is various forms of torture.
Right. I can't find the exact spot in the article, but it said that this was like part of their disciplinary procedures. Like they did this to multiple people, and him and three others sued for the 2019 incidents, and then he gets brought in again,
right?
While a case is ongoing to which he is a witness, right? Against, as the prosecutors are trying to prosecute these officers,
right.
Jail officers,
right.
And then he mysteriously dies. So that was the end of this paragraph. The DA needs to immediately send his own investigators to find out why the victim slash witness died under these mysterious circumstances. He also tweeted a picture of his client saying that he mourned his death. And goes on.
It's so disturbing to hear these types of stories, and this sadly isn't the first type of this story we've covered, and it won't be the last. These stories are so easy to find if you know how to search the internet. It's surprising to me that people still tolerate it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back! Well said. Yep, well said. We are back, and we're here, and this is where we are. Wherever we go, that's where we're at.
Wherever you go, there you are.
There you are, and that's how you'll have it. Or will you have it another way? We don't know. These things remain to be seen. This is Free Talk Live.
You don't know where I'm at because you haven't been where I've been? Understand where I'm coming from?
I don't know that you know what you don't know I know. You know?
You know.
So anyway, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
It's a special Saturday Night Live. Yeah, Saturday night edition
of
Free Talk Live. Live from New Hampshire, it's Saturday night. Right.
Now you're going to get sued by somebody.
But I'm a parody artist. Oh, okay. So fair use, right? I do have to tell our listeners that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. All right. We do take calls here and put people on the air.
Preferably.
It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Gigi. Gigi.
Good evening, gentlemen. Long time no talk to. I miss you guys very much. My local TMA station is no longer airing your program on Saturday nights. It stinks. However,
call the program director.
Yeah.
I already did that. Okay. You should know me by now, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks, Gigi. We appreciate
anyway,
that.
I have an update with a compliment and a shout-out, bravo, to my secret crush, the captain.
Uh-oh.
To all of our wonderful listeners out there, I was so excited because this afternoon I was listening to a favorite program of mine on my local NPR station here in Charleston, and it was a professor of economics from Harvard University. And what was he emphasizing? None other than what the captain educated all of us about several weeks ago, the importance of the 12 points of Milton Friedman. So, Captain, I am complimenting you as a retired professor, and I'm still passionate about learning and listening and studying. Bravo to you, sir.
Aw, shucks. I'm all red in the face.
We got to get Aria to make you like a diploma now or something.
What's that, Gigi?
I said, I thought you're covered up by a beard.
I still get rosy cheeks. They show
there
through.
There you go. That could be your wonderful Irish complexion. No, honestly, I really want to compliment you because it was so nice when you taught us that several weeks ago. I do not have a graduate background in economics, so it was very wonderful to learn. And then today, when this professor was discussing it in full detail, I said to myself, hey, this is what the captain taught us.
Points. The conspiracy side of me wants to question the integrity of the captain all of a sudden. because if a Harvard economics professor is talking about something, I might want to question that.
I never went to Harvard.
It was a wonderful opportunity for us to learn with what the captain taught us. And then again, today it was reviewed by an economics professor. And I just thought I should call and say, bravo, Captain. You taught us good stuff.
Well, thank you, Gigi.
Dilly dilly.
Did you have anything else to bring up, or was that it?
No, sir. That's it.
All right. We appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Gigi is a longtime caller to the show. And to be fair, I didn't really teach anybody anything. Milton Friedman taught these 12 points. Of which I can't remember one of them off the top of my head. But they're out there. You have a magic rectangle in your pocket or in your hand, or if you're staring at one as you're listening to this program, feel free to look it up. What enthuses me about her call is that the message is being spread through multiple venues, through multiple outlets, through multiple people who are completely unrelated to each other.
Right.
So that, to me, like, I keep seeing these signs that there is a market for freedom, right?
Okay.
One of the signs is this. There's a little bit of a friendly competition, if you will, between people, voluntarists or voluntarists, depending on the term you want to use, people who are moving to Florida because they think Florida is a much freer state, moving to New Hampshire for the same reasons, the Free State Project, the larger freedom movement that's occurring here in New Hampshire, and some folks to Texas,
yeah,
because they feel Texas has more liberties in certain areas that appeal to them. So
I think the recent reason that has been happening was because of the COVID lockdowns,
right,
and Texas and Florida on paper handled that way better than New Hampshire.
But what I'm saying is that because there's this sort of friendly competition that, like, oh, well, we're going to move to Florida because we don't like the winter, or
right,
we're going to go to New Hampshire because, well, Florida is still like a statist place, right? Not that New Hampshire isn't, but like there's amongst people choosing to move to vote with their feet and move to an area to be around other freedom-loving people, people are choosing different destinations, right? More conservatives are going to Texas, and like more anarchist libertarian types are coming to New Hampshire, that kind of a thing, right? And Florida's got like a toss-up between the two somehow. But all I'm saying is that this demonstrates that there is a market for freedom. There's competition.
Okay.
Amongst people seeking a place to go to be more free.
I hear what you're saying, and then the Free State Project, the New Hampshire migration, needs to do a better job marketing then, because libertarians have been scattered around the world for generations.
Right.
Right? And the whole purpose of the Freedom Migration Free State Project is to get all of them here to effect change for the better.
Right.
So whereas Texas might be better in some areas and Florida might be better in some areas, the likelihood is that you're going to move there and make zero impact on improving that situation any further.
Right. And the Free State Project itself has gone through all of the pains of evaluating all of that kind of a thing.
Right.
And even if, let's just say the Free State Project didn't choose New Hampshire and they chose Florida. Well, Florida's a huge state.
Yeah.
First of all. So the idea that, you know, moving thousands of people into Florida to make some sort of an impact is just lessened by the sheer size of the state and population.
Right.
Of the state, whereas a smaller state like New Hampshire, it's a bit easier to affect the change. So it's got an advantage in that way.
Or a less populous state like Wyoming.
Right. Right.
Or states where, you know, you can actually get untaxed land like Alaska.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I've made my decision, New Hampshire, right?
Same.
Here I am. Here you are. We both moved here because of the larger freedom movement that's happening here, the freedom migration, if you will. And so, you know, we've made our decision. But, again, I can't say it enough. There is a market for freedom. Now, it's a very small niche market.
It's definitely a niche market.
Right now. But that's only because people don't, they've been so indoctrinated by the statist systems. Like, states own all of the land. Literally, quite literally, there's not an unclaimed piece of land on planet Earth. There's like 200 governments, and they all have some sort of claim over every part of planet Earth. So there's not a place where people who want to be free of statism can go. Now, you might argue that, well, you can build the spaceship and go into outer space and be as free as you want to. Well, I mean,
60 miles up, okay. According to one.
Yeah.
Pirates.
Yeah, but is there really a place to go?
Like, I don't know.
You know, the whole idea of the United States of America was kind of the same idea as what the Free State Project put forward, which is free people who want to be free should have a place to go. And back in the day, they were just like, oh, there's some natives here, and we'll just go over there, and we'll be rid of the king and the state and their, you know, tyranny, and, you know, we'll have our own state with blackjack and hookers or whatever, right? You know.
So Africa is next.
Well, and of course they ended up, you know, killing a bunch of natives, and, you know, a whole bunch of bad things happened, and
so Africa's next.
Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that statism does not work.
They were right when they told us to move to Somalia.
603-283-6160. Do you believe that governments are necessary? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.